Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's July 6th, 2022, and I have a powerful prophetic word for the month of July that's going to align you into the new season. I tell you, it's a timing word. It's full of power, glory. This is a time of encouragement, and it's Christmas in July, says the Lord. He's releasing new gifts and blessings. DougAddison.com is my website. Most people know me for and follow my daily prophetic words, hashtag daily prophetic, or go to my website and have it delivered to your email address. That's what I do. That way you don't have to be on social media. You'll be notified every day. And you can follow me, social media, Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison, and YouTube, Doug Addison. The reason I have so many different ones is because I started so long ago. Back in 2006, I didn't realize social media, hey, I'm prophetic, would take off so big, and I got all kinds of different addresses, but the Lord knows. He's bringing it all together for this season. So Lord, we pray for this word. There we go. I was waiting on the alignment of the Lord. We ask now there'd be an anointing released over this prophetic word. We ask, Lord, that you would cause us to rise above. And I call forward the Spirit of the Lord that's in us. Spirit of the Lord, rise up. We pray right now the Spirit in us to stand to attention and be seated with Christ, to be I just feel it's really strong anointing right now for alignment in Jesus' name. Now, no matter when you listen to this, God is outside of time, so I'm going to have some dates and stuff, but it can happen anytime. You know, the Lord spoke to me that in January 2022, you could actually look it up if you want. It was a prophetic word I released. He said a couple of things. He began to speak to me, but he said that new gifts and anointings would start to outpour, and we would have Christmas in July. Well, here it is. Christmas is here in July. So the Lord's going to bring new revelation into Numbers. That's what he told me. Numbers, dates, times, and seasons. And so, boy, I tell you, we need this right now. It's a timing word. It's the ability to get into alignment with what the Lord's doing. He told me this back in January. He said, and this is what's coming right now. He says, I'm going to now bring about new revelation into your life that's going to propel you, and it's going to propel the world of medicine and science, health, and healing for you. And no matter what you are, what's going on right now, the Lord is going to do medical cures. He's going to do radical changes in the way we do things, and he's releasing a healing anointing. Wow. I feel this going deep into people's souls, their body, souls, and spirits right now. In the midst of all this, the Lord said, I'm going to release a new wave of healing power anointing over sickness and disease. That's the end of the quote from my January word. And now, let's just take this into where we are right now. The gift of peace and inheritance is here. There's a few things that the Lord wants to do. He's aligning some things. First of all, what an inheritance is, the spiritual gifts, the gifts of peace and inheritance. The spiritual gifts we know about, there's different types of them. And the Lord showed me Psalm 37:11 in the Passion Translation, but the humble of heart will inherit every promise and enjoy abundant peace. I think someone needs to write that one down. That's a decree for sure. That is Psalm 37:11, the Passion Translation. But the humble of heart will inherit every promise and enjoy abundant peace. I tell you, I stepped into this abundant peace. I've stepped into these times right now. The promises are being unfolded. So the Lord's releasing many new and renewed spiritual gifts, natural talents. He's also going to confirm some things that you need to know to bring about the perfect timing. You're going to step into the perfect timing. Don't worry about the perfect will. Perfect timing. That's what I've been telling my team right now. What happens right now? Whether it's good or bad. I mean, the Lord doesn't like the bad things. But whatever's happened right now, it really is designed to show you what the Lord's trying to fix or bring. And so not all these things are from the Lord, but He will use everything right now, says the Lord. Inheritances could be, they could be blessings, it could be money, it could be favor, but it's also gifts, callings, and assignments that others have laid down. That's a big one. Gifts, calling, and assignments that others have laid down. Now, we're talking about the gifts coming because of Christmas in July. There's the gift of the Lord's perfect timing. Proverbs 16:9. A man plans, could be a person, of course, but in a man's heart, he plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. So the Lord is going to bring something. I saw him bringing, birthing angels. He's birthing new things. Oh my goodness. It's a time of birthing things in the spirit, in the natural realm. Just as a baby takes 9 months to birth. Some things are going to be take time to birth. Some will be a little bit longer, some less. But this is going to include the times and seasons gift. I have that. That's how I'm able to release a daily prophetic word, the monthly words. It's called the Issachar anointing. And in the Bible, it talked about the sons of Issachar knew the times and the seasons. And so I release that to you right now. Whatever you need, the Lord's going to fulfill your desires. The desires of your heart are going to be coming into alignment. His perfect timing is going to allow you to make some decisions and get in perfect synchronization with the Lord. Let's get in sync with heaven. Oh my goodness, I love being there. I love this. I just love this season that we're in right now. Hearing the Lord and making confirmations. That's what he said. Here's another gift coming, is to hear the Lord and to get confirmations from him. Matthew 16:15. Jesus said, "Who do they say I am?" Peter answered, "You're the Son of the living God." And Jesus replied to him, "Simon, son of Jonah, that was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven." How good is that? See, what happened is that Jesus said, "Who do you say I am?" And then, you know, Jesus was revealing himself. This is an anointing and a gift right now. The Lord is going to bring a time in your life in which you're going to be revealed. The Father in heaven is going to reveal things. The Holy Spirit's going to begin to move. He's going to give you confirmations. But also notice this. The Lord is going to bring some confirmations to you on things that he's spoken. Maybe it's in the past or maybe it's new. And he's going to show you where you are right now, just like he did with Peter. He said, let me tell you, what you just said isn't just, it wasn't just something wise. That was from the Lord. And it was a timing right then when everyone else was leaving during that time, Matthew 16. Everyone else was leaving and going different places. He was drawing his disciples in deep. Now, the Lord's going to reveal himself to you, and the Holy Spirit is going to be able to speak to you more clearly. So the Lord, he's going to speak your name, not necessarily literally, but maybe, not audible, but maybe. I've never really heard the audible voice of the Lord. I've heard the near audible voice. But what I'm trying to say is he's going to speak a confirmation to you. And maybe it's a commercial suddenly makes sense, or suddenly a worship song. He's going to do something right now. He's going to speak your name to let you know that he's with you. Here's another gift that's coming. Recovery from the prophetic shipwrecks or disappointments. Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. You know, Satan's plan is to get you disappointed, to get you angry. Angry with the Lord even. Maybe over prophetic words not coming to pass. I've been doing this recently. When I go speak publicly or I get around people, I just say, I ask forgiveness on behalf of the prophetic movement, on behalf of prophets, if we've hurt you or the prophetic movement has hurt you in any way. And I've been doing that, bring healing, because the Lord says, I want to break off this stuff so you can hear the Lord again. So we could get flowing together. We hear in part, we prophesy in part. It's so powerful when we can do that together, even if we're on the internet. So being angry and hurt towards the Lord can damage your personal relationship with Him and your ability to hear His voice. So, don't let those disappointments, over-prophetic words, especially the ones about being married and it never happened. Hey, you know what? Let it go. Let it go right now. I bring a lot of ministry time to people like this, and just let it go and let the Lord speak to you. You do not want to separate yourself from your ability to hear Him. So here's another one. The qualities of heaven are here for you now. Revelation 21:4, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There'll be no more death, no sorrow, no crying, and there'll be no more pain. How good is that? For the former things have passed away, says the Lord. The Lord is bringing about healing of your past. He's going to bring about this healing. There's unhealed grief. Some people just can't get over it. And I'm not saying, I don't want to say this because I've suffered pain in my life. I'm not going to say just get over it, because I do. I'm still going through some healing right now, some deeper healing, where I'm in some prayer counseling to get through the deeper healing. But at the same time, I do have to just stand each day and not let it take me down. That's the just get over it part. I'm not saying that in a mean way. I'm saying it was a father who's walking through this with you. I'm a spiritual father, but I'm walking with you right now. There's some things that you need to just move on. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to align with Scripture. We're going to align with heaven. Revelation 21:4. We're going to align with no pain. You know what? Right now, you're connected you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Right now, your spirit, whether you realize it or not, your spirit is indeed connected with the Lord. And you are ready. So the Lord's going to bring about healing of past disappointments, unhealed grief. There's no sickness, sorrow, suffering, and death in heaven. So we bring those qualities in right now. Go ahead and pull down what you need right now. Pull it down, what you need, physical healing, a lot of emotional healing, healing of the past, healing of the wounds from disappointments, hope deferred. The Lord's doing it right now. And here's another one. The Lord is going to change your heart. He's changing hearts right now. He showed me this, Ezekiel 36:26. I mean, this is a powerful encounter in the Word of the Lord. And He said, I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you, and I will remove your heart of stone, and I will give you the heart of flesh. And as I put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees, you'll be careful and to do all that I've commanded you in my law. So what He's doing right now, I kind of paraphrase the end of that because I realized, wow, I was just seeing a vision of people who actually need to learn to decree. That one part. They need to learn to decree the Word of God. But then others, you're following the law too close. That's what the Lord showed me, this part, that last part of it. I just saw a vision of people who are like, wow. In fact, I'm going to do a little ministry time here in a minute. That was one of the words I got, is seeing the Lord as a taskmaster and seeing the Word of God as a book of rules. And that He's breaking that off too. God wants you to fulfill all that He's called you to. He wants you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is not a one-time shot, It's every day. For me, it's every hour. It's every breath. Every breath that I breathe in, I try to breathe in the presence and the newness of the Lord. And every breath that I breathe out is breathe out the old. And we need to be filled over and over. But that requires us to focus away from the pattern of the world. The pattern of the world right now is complaining. That's the biggest way. But it's fear. It's violence. It's complaining against others. That will indeed, by the way, some people, I teach all the time on finances and opening things. People have been giving and giving and giving, and you're not reaping. It's because that you may have judgments against others. That's right. You might have judgments. And once you get that taken care of, it will shift everything. If you want to do it really quickly, I tell you, the best way is to get my message. It's on my website, DougEdison.com, but it's called Love Not Judge. And I'll walk you through how to clear, back flush, or filter. And the first thing that most people do is they notice they start giving and receiving. Their receiving end starts to open up financially over that. And I just saw that. I'm ministering prophetically here. I'm seeing these things. The Lord wants to bring you around those who are kind of in a similar place. He's bringing about a move of the Holy Spirit, and He's doing something new. He's humbling you. He's going to soften your heart and those around you. Now, here's the deal. I know you're waiting for someone around you to get soft. Put on your own oxygen mask first before attempting to pray or say anything to anyone else. All these words that I get, I say, Lord, search my heart. What do I have? If I have anything in this, let me be able to do this so that I will be able to minister to others. Just the presence around, being around others, when you overcome it, your presence then will allow others to be broken free without you even saying anything sometimes. So we want to align with God's love, with His heart, the spirit of repentance, breaking off legalism, over condemnation and condemnation. There's a legalistic spirit and condemnation that's being broken in Jesus' name, and it needs to go. Jesus said the greatest thing that you can ever do is love God with all your heart, love all your soul, all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. So that is loving God, loving your neighbor, and loving yourself. Those things need to come into alignment. Here's another gift coming at Christmas in July, is the new understanding of the Father. And this is what I'm talking about right now. This was a little surprise. I added this in just today when I went to, while I was writing this. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord, oh, this is powerful. Wow. The Lord your God is with you. The mighty warrior who saves you, He will take great delight in you, and His love will no longer rebuke you, but rejoices over you with singing. Now, that's an interesting one. Zephaniah 3:17 is that the Lord is your mighty warrior. He's rejoicing over you with singing. He's not rebuking you. Someone needs to write this down. Someone needs to go look at this. Yeah, almost everyone listening to me, even if it's someone else that's dealing with this right now, because it's the Lord. He delights in you. He's watching over you. He loves you. He's removing this misunderstanding, even in the Bible, by Bible verses or in your head, even your inexperience, about the mean, rebuking Father. He spoke to me strong. I had a little mini visitation of His presence right today, just a couple hours ago. I had to add this into the notes at the last minute because there's a negative, condemning voice that, or maybe your thoughts, that's there. That is not the Lord. Did you know? He's rejoicing over you. He's singing over you. And you'll need to take these thoughts captive. You'll need to take those negative thoughts, arrest them, and take them to the Lord each day, maybe even each hour, each moment as you're going through this healing. The Lord's going to bring out some stuff. Here's another Christmas gift in July, is discovering hidden treasure. The kingdom of God, Jesus said, is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then with his joy, he went and sold everything and bought that field. Matthew 13:44. Now God, there's a couple of things here. He's revealing hidden treasure about your calling, about your assignments, about your inheritances, about your repayment plan. He's giving you clues right now. So watch for Him to speak prophetic words, dreams and visions, repeated patterns in your life. Watch this. And also, literal treasure. Some of it might be, these are things of great value. It might be a spiritual teaching or a verse, but I saw the Lord. He said, no, I'm going to do stuff. Yeah, you hear the stories of someone, like Antique Roadshow. They bought this painting, at a yard sale and found out there was another one of greater value right under it. I'm just saying, he's going to do that right now in all different ways. And he's going to download to you and give you revelation that's the same. We're going to get revelation, hidden treasure. We're going to get hidden things. Hidden blessings are going to come. With me, he showed me. I'm going to show you how to do it. So about 6 weeks ago, maybe, I don't even know, but we were stuck in a lease. And maybe you heard my story. We were stuck in a lease that was illegal. The website went down the weekend that we were supposed to renew, actually put in our notice, and their website was down. We did everything. We proved our point. They put us in this lease illegally, the office I had, and it was till the end of the year. And I talked to an attorney, and then they were going to give us a settlement, like $2,000. And the attorney said, well, you might as well go with that because it's going to cost that with it, have us do it. And if, I did hear the Lord say, this battle's not yours. It's his. So I kept battling. And man, the first thing I did was I entered into peace. I said, peace be still to this storm. When they told me I was in a lease that's going to cost, $13,000 to $15,000 for an office that I wasn't going to be in, I laughed with joy because I serve my God. I tell you, he's the one. In fact, the group that I was working with, they thanked me because it was their corporate office. They had an evil root at the corporate office, but the ones that right there, they were people. They were just like people like you and me. And when it came down to it, they said, thank you. The manager said, thank you for being nice to me. And I blessed him the whole way. Then I heard the Lord say, I want you to go there. I want you to position yourself just like I told you. On May 31st, he told me that the lease was going to be over. So even though they had me into the end of the year, he told me to move out and get ready. And the weekend of May 31st, that weekend, a few days before, he says, now, I want you to go to the parking lot. And I'm going to pray three prayers. These were power buster prayers he gave me. I lined the three prayers up. I did the three power buster prayers. And then I moved out. Everyone's telling me, you're crazy if they're charging you. They were saying, hey, give me the keys. I'll go stay in that office, that nice office, But I said, no, I'm moving out. The Lord told me, I did the three power buster prayers. And then on Monday, Monday was the 31st, which was, for us, it was Memorial Day. But on Tuesday, they contacted me and they said, we don't even understand how the corporate office did this, but you're out of everything 100% without even having to pay anything, nothing, 100%. And I said, praise God for his power buster prayer strategy and for the spirit of love, because had I fought that with anger, had I fought it any other way, it wouldn't have worked. I tell you, I'm going to talk about this at the end. The Lord showed me how to do this, and I'm offering how to develop a power buster prayer, a replay of a training that I just did on it to help you get out of this. But the Lord is now, he says, another gift I'm going to give you is strategies. That was a gift from heaven. That was a power. It was under the category here, under my prophetic word, of hidden treasure. I didn't know I was sitting on that. So what I did, I took that power buster prayer that would probably work for you, but I did have another ones that will work for you. But I took that to the places I was having strongholds, and all of them are breaking open. All of them are breaking open. All of them are breaking open. And I'm in perfect peace in the storm right now. The Lord is renewing your strength, another gift. It's Isaiah 40, verse 31. He says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not be faint. The Lord says, I'll tell you, I'm going to speak to you about your purpose. I'm going to speak to you right now about things that you've been waiting for. It's so important to wait on the Lord's timing. But at the same time, while you're waiting, he says, those who wait on the Lord will renew your strength. I'm going to renew your strength, says the Lord. I'm going to cause you to get new strength. I'm going to cause you to run and not grow weary. I'm going to cause you to walk and not be faint. I'm going to cause you to sit in my presence. Sit, walk, run. And I'm going to cause you to mount up on wings like eagles. So there's times, even times of the day, like when I've been going through the stuff, I've been going through this deep healing recently. I've been going through all kinds of transition. There's times that I just had to sit in the presence. There's times I had to rebuke the storm with peace. There's times when I could run and not be weary. There's times when I would walk and not be faint. There's times each day. Or I might mount up on wings like eagles and get the prophetic anointing. That's what the Lord is doing right now. And here's the biggest one. Drum roll, please. Come on, I'm waiting for the virtual drum roll. Thank you very much. This is the biggest one, is the release of the financial blessing. Yep, this is a release of the financial blessing. Deuteronomy 8:18, but remember the Lord your God. It is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. And He confirms His promises and covenant and that He swore to you and your ancestors today. So the Lord wants to release finances. He wants to release promises and covenants. He wants to release inheritances that were part of the blessings that He's going to bring them forward. And the Lord is releasing a great deal of repayment right now. In fact, I heard three words. I had to press in for these three words. Provision, blessing, and repayment. Provision, blessing, and repayment. And it's going to come in different ways. We need to press in to get get this financial breakthrough. I tell you, when I got that word last week, I know some people. But, you know, I'm in agreement in prayer with Patricia King and some others. I put it out there that I was just having trouble writing this word as always. I wasn't talking about the word. I just said, you know, I'm having a lot of warfare over this prophetic word. And every time I try to hit this, because of this word about provision, blessing, and repayment, I get hit. And I was having a hard time. In fact, I had to finish writing it today. But Patricia King texts back and she says, wow, I just, provision, blessing, and repayment, she said, I had an encounter, and she saw provision opening up. So we're in agreement with other prophets that provision, blessing, and repayment is here for you. I have proof of it by getting out of my lease. I have proof of it by getting the financial turnaround that we've been trying to get out of. I have proof of this right now. The Lord wants you to press in for His financial breakthrough to get a strategy. This might be a business idea. Maybe it's a prayer strategy. Mine was prayer. You know, I had to pray a lot to get it, but I did. In fact, it was a 45-minute prayer that I had to do. It was maybe 50-minute prayer to break it open. But the Lord's now going to do something new for you. Maybe it's an idea, an invention, how to get out of debt. Maybe it's a strategy coming into alignment with heaven. Oh, Lord, I thank You for this word. This is one powerful word. The Christmas in July and the release of financial provision, blessing, and repayment. Lord, I activate this word no matter when it's heard. It can be heard. It doesn't matter. Does not matter. You're going to do something new through us. I pray, Lord, for the strategy each of us need. I pray, Lord, first of all, for the biggest one is to get renewed and does not see the Father as being me. Yep. And to release this out, to be able to hear the voice of the Lord clearly, to be able to come into agreement with others, to agree with the Bible, with what's happening. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I told you I was going to offer you something. You know, when I did that breakthrough strategy prayer, I did an online training last weekend. But I wasn't sure what it was going to be on. The title really didn't say what it was, but the Lord knew. It's called Breakthrough Strategy Session, Live Group Mentoring with Doug Edison. That's me. But you can get the replay, because what I do in that is I give you the five step the Lord gave me. Now, it's not like it's a it's not like it's a model, but it's something you can use and customize. I'll walk you through. I tell you, I've been walking people through how to get their breakthrough financially or whatever it might be. This will work. You might have to work through it, work the system. I have a system you can work through. Maybe I help you to discern it. Maybe your issue happens to be in the area of judgment. Maybe you have some things in this other area. Or maybe you need to start taking communion each day. So I show you how to align and get into these five steps that I use. And then this is the same thing that I did when I released the power of mustard prayer that got me out of the lease. And the Lord said, I want you to do this now to everybody, And so he gave me the several power prayers, power buster prayers, decrees, strategies. And it's in an online training that you can get the replay of. And here's the deal. It's just for an offering. I mean, that's what it is. So go to DougEdison.com, breakthrough strategy, DougEdison.com/breakthrough strategy. And normally, I charge, we charge an amount because each month, because we have an online training, it helps us to do what we do. But the Lord told me, he said, just whatever you want to offer, whatever's of value to. But once you hear it, get in, you'll want to get this replay. And for those who have already taken it, I want to invite you to sow into this message. Now, I don't normally do this, if you know me. We have an amazing partner group. People give freely to us. We impact people all over the world. But in this case, the Lord told me, he said, I'm going to do something in the area of finances. So if you want to sow into this, or maybe you've already taken the breakthrough strategy, then you could just go to the DougEdison.com/breakthrough seed and sow. But I want you to take this. It's just for an offering, of any amount. But I tell you, this will work. Because it's based on the Word of God. It's based on the season we're in. You might have to work your plan, but I'll show you how to make a plan. Just go to DougEdison.com/breakthrough strategy. I'm so excited. I'm excited for this month, and there's so much good stuff happening. See you next week.